I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kazakhstan's president said on Friday he had ordered his forces to shoot to kill to deal with disturbances from those he called bandits and terrorists a day after Russia sent troops to put down a countrywide uprising. Security forces appeared to be in control of the streets of the main city, Almaty, on Friday morning, but gunfire could still be heard after days of unrest in which dozens of people have been killed and public buildings ransacked and torched. President Kasym Jomart Tokayev has blamed foreign-trained terrorists for the worst violence in the Central Asian state's 30 years of independence. Demonstrations that began as a response to a fuel price hike have swelled into a broad movement against the government. Widespread unrest has been reported in Almaty and several other cities across the vast country of 19 million people. Japan moved ahead with an expansion of support to U.S. troops as the Allies held top-level talks on Friday over tensions with China and North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the two nations were signing a five-year extension of the support package provided by Japan for the hosting of around 50,000 U.S. troops on its soil. Japan renounced its right to wage war after World War II and has since developed a close alliance with Washington, which is treaty-bound to defend the world's third-largest economy. The package comes amid growing tensions with China, which has stepped up incursions near Taiwan, a self-ruling democracy that enjoys close ties with Washington and Tokyo, but which Beijing considers a province awaiting reunification. Find more at